Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Final hour, it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the keys momentarily.
Oh, boy.
Get excited. Got to have them. Otherwise, you're going into the game blind.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's important, what to look for, what not to look for.
There's no greater insight.
Yeah.
There's no greater bit of inside information.
To any game, event, thing.
Any game, event, thing.
Birthday party.
Than Keefe's Keys.
That's right.
You want the real insides. A lot of people are going to tell you,
Yep. Oh,
you can run on the Jets. Like, I've been doing that today.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to give you that.
But don't give them all away. That might be in there.
Oh, is that in there?
I don't know. They're all new to me.
I haven't seen them.
I'm excited.
I haven't seen them. I'm looking forward to them.
We've done keys to beat the heat. You know, keys to stay cool.
Oh, really?
That was a big one, yeah.
Oh, okay, so like
that was actually
sports.
A good one because the Celtics were playing the Heat, and we did keys to beat the Heat, and it was like get a fan. People did not care for it. It was not really the best, but we went with it. You know, that's one thing you got to say about Keefe's Keys. It's full go.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. We'll get to it momentarily. Two texts, 37937. Jones, you think the Patriots can win tonight by not throwing the ball over 10 yards?
They threw it over 10 yards.
Look, I don't love it.
Twice?
I would not lean too far into, like, force-feeding for another week. Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk and guys like this. But a few designed wide receiver screens, jet sweeps, you know, just short drags across the middle, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get them involved and do it early in the play. Three steps and it's out. Not Jacoby Brissett dropping back, running around, rolling right because the offensive line can't protect him. Stuff like that. They should do a little of those design plays for those two and specifically Pop Douglas because he's been popping off.
Well, Pop on the tape, Douglas.
Pop on the tape, Douglas has been popping
off. He was open.
Off,
No, but what we saw in the Seattle game was, all right, a lot of it obviously was Hunter Henry, but in that, you know, early going, and then they ended up hitting Polk in the end zone. So at that point, you're not really thinking like, oh, there's no receivers involved in the game. You're like, oh, the rookie got a touchdown, and yeah, there were broken plays, and Hunter Henry looks good. But then the rest of the game played out, and then at the end you're like, wait a minute, there was three wide receiver catches and like five targets? Like, how is that a possible?
It felt low. I didn't even think that low was possible.
No, it was historic.
Yeah.
Somebody had the stat we were talking about on Monday. In the
Boston Sports Nymph.
Boston Sports Nymph. In 10 years of week two games, right? So it was 320 possibilities. Mm-hmm. They had the fewest receiving yards by wide receivers.
Not ideal.
Amazing.
One more text.
Yeah.
Just because we like the fantasy stuff
sure
on this
do.
Program. We're not going to ignore it.
Nope.
Fantasy start. Hunter Henry over Dallas Goedert.
Oh, go with Hunter Henry with me. I need some company in the Hunter Henry department.
I'm advising Goddard. No, AJ Brown, I'm advising Goddard.
Mm.
But he wasn't great. He wasn't great on Monday night. He was not.
Nope. It's all tush pushes. All it is tush pushes. Saquon gets you down to the one. Tush push.
Billy,
don't even put Saquon in the game.
Billy, you want to break the tie on this? Goddard
Henry. Or Henry? No, Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry.
Okay. Yeah, Hunter Henry. Hunt dog? Patriots Monday guest?
Give us something to talk about on Monday.
You're not going to go with our guy?
I lose on that one.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell
Hunter Henry that when he calls in on Monday.
I've been outvoted. All right, you know what time it is?
Hunt dog.
Big hunt dog. Let's go.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
You better believe it. It's time for Keefe's Keys for the Patriots and Jets tonight. Pats 1-1. Jets 1-1. Something's gotta give. Patriots are 6-point dogs on the road. The total 38.5. This game will be played in MetLife Stadium. It's also the Jets home opener. Not a key, just a fact.
Oh, I have
not a key
ready
to the game.
Okay.
They haven't played at home yet.
Yeah,
it's their first home game.
Just a lot of information that I'm processing here.
Patriots are 1-0 on the road. Can they get to 2-0 on the road? We shall see. But let's get on to the keys. When the Jets won their only Super Bowl, Bill Belichick's girlfriend's father wasn't even alive. If Hunter Henry has 100 yards receiving this week, he'll be the first Patriot since 2019 with back-to-back 100-yard receiving games. Can you name that player? Little trivia mixed in with the keys.
Receiver or tight end, you said?
It could be any player with 100 receiving yards, is what he said. Back-to-back 100-yard receiving games.
Ben Coates.
2019. I gave you the year.
Edelman. Edelman.
Correct. Ramondre Stevenson is looking to become the first Patriot to score a rushing touchdown in their first three games of the year. Last time it happened was 2016. Can you name that player?
More trivia.
Back-to-back trivia.
LeGarrette Blount.
Correct. He went on to have 18 rushing touchdowns.
What a year that was.
The Jets rhymes with Mets and Nets, and you can bet they all suck. It's a rhyme key. That key rhymed.
Yeah,
Keon White.
A lot of people are Mets Jets.
Keon White is on pace for 34 sacks this season, which would be an NFL record.
I think Aiden Hutchinson is ahead of that pace, so look out for that.
And we're not talking about Aiden Hutchinson. We're talking about Keon White.
It wouldn't be a record if Aiden Hutchinson got there before him.
Tom Tupa was a punter for both the Patriots and the Jets and a quarterback for the Cardinals.
He threw some passes here.
He was the emergency
quarterback. Did he throw a bunch with the Jets and beat the Patriots?
I think he played. You might be thinking of Ray Lucas.
Ray Lucas. Also with the Dolphins.
Yes.
Also with the Dolphins. The last time the Jets were in the playoffs, there were only three MCU movies. Deadpool and Wolverine was just the 34th. Been over 30 movies since they were in the playoffs.
Dogpool was just a
Dogpool.
Twinkle in his mom's eye.
Aaron Rodgers is 2-2 all-time versus the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett is 2-2 all-time versus the Jets. So, something's gotta give.
How about that? It's a wash.
Sauce Gardner's real name is Ahmad.
A lot of trivia on this one today.
When you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Bill Parcells bailed on the Patriots to coach the Jets, but Bill Belichick bailed on the Jets to coach the Patriots, and that worked out just fine.
Yeah. You know, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
The winningest coach in Jets history has a losing record. R.I.P. Weeb Eubank. Lost way more games than he won.
Not enough guys named Weeb these days.
None.
Zero. Zero.
Not a single guy. Hold on. I'm efforting for this next one. I didn't have it ready. This is important.
Okay, get on that.
I'm gonna get there.
Weeb's real name? Wilbur.
Wilbur. I'd also go by Weeb.
Not enough Wilbers. Yeah.
Keyshawn Johnson was the number one pick in the draft by the New York Jets in 1996. And by 2020, he was a weekly guest on WEEI.
Man, tell your boss to send me my money, man.
All right. As a different boss at that time, he apparently wasn't being paid. That did get clarified. He did get paid.
That was a real take.
That was him talking to me and Dale.
Man, tell your boss to send me my money, man.
It's like, all right,
you got to respect about that.
Yeah, give me the damn ball. Give me my damn money.
He was, he was not happy.
I don't give a shit. Oh, excuse me. Dump that.
All right. There you go. He's demanding money. He's demanding footballs. He's demanding to be dumped. Back to the keys.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers doesn't talk to his family. Robert Saleh wins at a 35% clip in his career.
How far is that behind Weeb?
That's way behind Weeb.
Way back.
Way behind.
Way back Weeb.
Curtis, my favorite Martin, has the franchise record for rushing yards per game for both the Pats and the Jets. And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're into Derek's playing football, you're out of luck tonight.
No Derek's.
No Derek's
not
on
even,
the field.
Not even on IR.
No Derek's.
You check the practice squads?
No Derek's. Tonight in the game. Talking about if you're watching the game tonight on Prime, no Derek's.
Huh.
So add it all up. You got the Patriots. You got them winning outright.
I do.
Even with the keys?
Even before I heard the keys.
Okay, even still, you're sticking with it?
No, I'm sticking with it.
If you change after the keys, that's allowed.
The Derek thing threw me for a little bit.
The Derek thing is something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Pats cover, but lose the game, and I'm going to take the under on 38.5.
Well, I'll take the over.
Barely. Oh, we are. Oh, no, I guess we're both saying we're going to cover. I got a couple of the player props for you.
Okay.
We already mentioned Jacoby Brissett, 165.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going way, way, way under.
I'll take the under on that.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
How'd they give him 165.5?
No idea how they landed on that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, over under passing yards, is 214.5.
That I'll take the under on as well.
I will take the over.
Okay.
You're not asking for a whole lot there.
No, 214 is not much. All it's right. More than Rodgers has done in any game as a New York Jet, but yeah, it's not much.
Yeah, but when you're a Jet all the way. Did you factor that?
What was it, your first cigarette to your last dying
your
day?
Last dying day. Okay,
last dying day.
Yeah. All right, what about Breece Hall rush yards? 63.5.
I think I'm taking the under on that. How do I have the over in the game if I'm all unders?
I'm very
I don't
confused.
Know, but I think I'm taking the under.
I'd probably
on that.
Take the under. Ramondre. 66.5.
That's an over.
That better be the over.
That's an over.
I mean, if the game's going to be competitive, that one needs to be over. And let's go with Garrett Wilson to wrap this up. Garrett Wilson also 66.5 receiving yards. I'm going to go over. I mean,
I'm
Jackson Smith and Jigba just caught another pass, so I'm going to take the over on Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, but it wasn't on.
It might not be on.
It wasn't on Gonzalez.
Broken coverage. Or you stick him in zone for a second.
Broken coverage would get him over.
Broken
almost
maybe on a play.
On that play.
Maybe on a play.
That's true.
So there you have it.
Okay. A lot of unders for me to take the over in the game. Go
it
figure.
It's conflicting. But
well, you didn't ask me about defensive scores.
No.
That's
no, I did
true.
Not.
So that's Keith's Keys.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't gotten in any last-minute bets, you know.
Now's the time.
I don't know. Maybe that affected your fantasy matchup here tonight. So, you know, a lot of information to process, but it's certainly worth a look before each and every Patriots game. It's the inside scoop. And information I'm pretty confident you won't hear anywhere else.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As soon as the Patriots lose, as soon as the offense stumbles, you're going to have folks out there clamoring for Drake May. Here's the problem with that. I have a question for you. Do you want Drake May behind an offensive line that has been blitzed all of 6 times in 2 games and allowed pressure on 45% of those dropbacks? All dropbacks. Seems hazardous to me. And you could say, oh, Drake May would escape better and he would throw long. And you know what? Yeah, he probably would throw a little bit longer. This dude is a gunslinger. We saw it in North Carolina. The good plays, the bad plays. He's going to chuck it. But through 2 weeks, would he rank 10th in QBR? Would he rank 10th in success rate? Because Jacoby Brissett is. Jacoby Brissett is not losing his mind right now. He's keeping the whole offense together. He's doing an unbelievable job of taking bad situations and not making them worse. Because in the 28 times he's been hit or hurt, he has been sacked just 4 times. That 14% pressure to sack rate is among the best in the entire league, and it would be in any kind of season. It's a freaking miracle.
It's Andrew Callahan on Pat's Interference Podcast. He said more on BST on NBC Sports Boss,
talking about active Hall of Famer Jacoby Brissett, MVP candidate.
It's a miracle.
It's too much.
It's a miracle. And this is on the heels of Tommy Curran, who will be on WEI Afternoons today.
That's right.
With Andy Hart and Christian Arkin, I
believe.
Tom E. Thursdays doesn't quite roll off the tongue the same way as Tommy Tuesdays.
It's true.
But look, he told us on Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday.
You're right, sorry.
That he's been excellent. So incredible, excellent, miracle. These are the words getting thrown around with Jacoby Brissett. To which, as I said earlier, I'd say maybe holster a few of those adjectives for when he actually plays well.
I know.
Save something.
All bets are. Wait till that happens. Oh, my God.
I don't know where you go. I don't even know where you go beyond miracle. But what's all that praise for Brissett about? Is it just that the beat writers like him? He's a nice guy?
Or maybe they just thought it was going to look way worse than it was. Or maybe they just think the offensive line is complete trash.
Fine.
And so we look at it.
So then we look at that.
No, but maybe they are. So Callahan starts that cut by talking about the pressure rate and like the blitzes
but he ends it by saying miracle. I'm just saying,
he's not dead yet, I guess.
Say what you mean.
Yeah.
That he's been better than we thought. I'll agree with that. I can get on board with that.
I would start and stop it with good enough and slightly better than anticipated.
Yeah.
That's not insulting. No. That's kind of what it's been. It doesn't mean like, oh, Drake May better get pretty comfortable on that bench. He has one touchdown in two games, one passing touchdown in two games.
Which the end of pace for?
Eight. So you like eight touchdowns for his, everyone's like, well, zero picks. Like, yeah. Okay, eight touchdowns. Not going to win a million games that way.
Eight touchdowns and zero picks. You happy with that at the end of the year?
I am not. No, no, I don't want that. I'd be like, wait a minute. How many games did he miss? Oh, none. He played all of them.
He's out there for every snap, actually.
Played all the games.
Yeah.
He is right at the bottom of the league. We said there's only two quarterbacks that have played two games, right? Not counting the guys that were there for one game. Only two quarterbacks that have played both weeks with fewer passing yards than Brissett. One is Bryce Young, who's already been benched. And the second one is Caleb Williams, who has not looked good, It's 3 yards. I mean, it's basically the same as Jacoby Brissett. So, yeah, I don't really understand the overpraise for Brissett. You know, he's a great guy and everything, but I can't imagine like that's really leading to all of like the compliments that he's getting. He's been good enough. He hasn't turned it over. Like, that was the hope, and that's what we've gotten. Not making plays, though. Like, he's not making any plays. And so you got to ask yourself, can you win with this defense, this running game, and a quarterback who doesn't make plays? Doesn't turn it over. That's nice. That is a good thing. But also, you're not going to get any plays. So, like, if you're trailing in a game, especially if you're down by two scores, probably over. Right? Because at some point,
you're
going to put the ball down
you're
the field.
Buried, yeah.
Even Mayo was kind of leaning into that in the postgame this last Sunday. Like, yeah, we do need to get the ball down the field a little bit. So all it took was one loss for them to kind of pivot off of the, we're going to run first, we're going to run second, we're going to tell you we're going to run, we're going to run some more. Now it's like, yeah, we got to get the ball downfield. And I don't know if they're going to do that with Brissett or how, clearly they're not comfortable doing that with Brissett.
I don't know, as a side topic, I don't know that tonight's the night to really do that, because the way you beat the Jets is running. That's how the Niners beat them, not with McCaffrey, but by running with Jordan Mason. And Tennessee ran on them last week. So I don't know that it's the right week to jam in a lot of throws. But when you throw, there should be some design throws to Pop Douglas and even Jalen Polk, I would say. Never mind just changing over your receiver hierarchy. I don't need to see K.J. Osborne on the field. I don't need to see Tyquan Thornton on the field. If you want to mix in a little more Javon Baker, have at it. But no, if you're behind, you're not going to get back into these games. And that's not enough for me. With this defense, which continues to lose players week after week after week, first it was Barmore, then they traded Judon, now you're without Juwan Bentley. I don't know. Well, maybe the running game is sustainable. I was about to say, how sustainable is running? When you're in the game and you're not behind by two touchdowns, you can run. But is that going to happen every single week? So, no, I don't think that's enough. And furthermore, I just wouldn't overstate what Brissett's done. And there's been this, we've noticed this week, there's been an overreaction to what Brissett has done from the beat writers. And I just find that to be odd. Maybe it's just because they like him.
Yeah.
And he's a likable, nice guy. Maybe it's that. But excellent. And I double-checked with Curran. I said excellent. He said excellent.
Excellent.
Incredible.
I think it really comes down to just no picks, no fumbles. And they're happy with that because he took a bad sack in the game against Seattle. A very costly sack. 9 yards, drop him back, and then the field goal gets blocked. That was huge.
You pointed this out on Monday.
Play of the game.
It's not something you would expect from a... It's not the book on Brissett. Brissett is he makes the right decisions. He'll do the right thing. He won't make a key mistake in a big spot. Drake May might.
Yeah, he might. And then you're like, all right, that's a learning experience for May. But you're like, no, Brissett, that shouldn't be a part of it. Like, you're not expecting him to make a lot of plays, but that's one where you went backwards and it was very costly.
I mean, I guess May could throw a pick six there. That would have been worse. Yeah. But like, how much worse could May have done on that play than Jacoby Brissett?
I guess. Yeah, not much more. So last week, the Patriots they targeted the wide receivers in the pass game five times.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, me too. The Seattle Seahawks and Geno Smith targeted just DK Metcalf and Jaxon Smith-Njigba 30 times.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think if you count the pass interferences to Lockett, I bet Lockett might have been five by himself.
Yeah, right, because Lockett only had two.
I think he only had two real targets, but there was one in the end zone. There was
Bobo
the other one. There was the one with Jonathan Jones. Oh, yeah.
Bobo's a wide out.
Mike Bobo?
Jake.
Jake Bobo. Who is Mike Bobo?
Nobody. Maybe his brother,
somebody.
Cousin of his?
Was Mike Bobo an offensive coordinator?
No.
Yes.
Where?
Georgia?
At Georgia? You're thinking of Todd Monken.
Mike Bobo.
No.
Yes. American football coach, currently the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at...
Where's he at now?
Colorado State.
Colorado State? Oh, he just got smoked. Oh, he's talking trash to Dion, this guy.
He was the offensive coordinator at Georgia, Keith. Yes.
All right.
Mike Bobo.
What year? David Green?
2001 to 2014. Long time.
2001, that was David Green. Didn't David Green win more games than anybody else until
2014? He probably had Stafford.
He might have had Stafford.
Yeah.
Might have been Matt Stafford's offensive play caller.
That's a nice offense.
That's a good pull. I'll give you that. That's good.
I'm sorry, but to your point, he wasn't the one being targeted.
No, that was Jake, but they didn't target the receivers at all. And I'm just curious, like, how far do they go? Like, I don't think that this receiving room really demands that. Like, say there was a week in years past where, and not that he would do this, this is a bad example because Edelman got targeted a million times anyway, mm-hmm. but let's say there was a game where he didn't get targeted and he said something the next week, yeah, I bet he gets targeted a lot more. These guys don't really have much of a track record, sort of a leg to stand on here. You and I both think Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk specifically should be involved in the offense more, but I don't think Alex Van Pelt looks at it. He's like, oh my God, these guys are right.
Jamar Chase outside. I got to get him the ball.
Yeah, that's way different. And even last year when I know Stefanski called the plays, but Van Pelt had Amari Cooper as their number one receiver. I bet he got a ton of targets every week. And this is a little bit different. Now, there's got to be some sort of happy medium, right? It doesn't need to be 30 targets, but it can't be 5.
No, and it should be schemed up.
Yeah.
Plays where he's the primary read. You get it to him quick. You get it to him in space, he being Pop Douglas, and you see if he can make a play. If he doesn't make a play, you tell him to shut up. You go, we gave you the ball. You lost 2 yards.
Right.
So, like, we're not going to keep scheming up plays when you don't do anything with
it.
Get
him involved.
But at least give him a chance and get him involved. I agree. Mm-hmm. One more quickly here on Mike Bobo.
Yeah, okay.
Last name Bobo or first name Weeb? Which would you rather have?
Call me Weeb. I think stands out.
You don't want to be known.
They can't say Bozo.
You don't want to be a Bobo or a Bozo.
Bobo the Bozo. Just Weeb.
Weeb.
Just Weeb.
Weeb Keefe.
Weeb Keefe is good.
Rich Bobo.
Nah, nothing there.
Rich, hang on. Rich Bobo, that's kind of got
like a Rich Bobo?
Yeah.
No, I like Weeb Keefe.
Be Richie Bobo.
Richie Bobo. Oh, yeah, you
Richie
probably
Bobo.
Need
you
to...
like the double.
Yep.
Richie Bobo.
Yeah, it's better.
Pops a little more.
Weeb, though. Maybe we bring back Weeb.
Weeb Keefe.
We got to get somebody.
Weeb Keefe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not bad.
Weeb Jones.
Nick needs a nickname. We'll call him Weeb.
I'm going to call him worse.
It's true.
We got Weeb and Lanny back there. I like it. Because Terp already is Terp. Terp's Terp.
Yep.
He doesn't need a nickname.
Weeb, Terp, Lanny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick's very generic. Like Nick. Nicks are dime a dozen. No offense, Nick.
So many.
You fall out of bed, you hit a Nick.
Probably 10 Nicks in the game tonight. No Derek's.
Right.
Yeah.
No Derek. We already told you that.
Well, that was one of the keys. 37937. A lot of people. That's a callback. The Derek's is a callback. I was unaware of that.
You know what's actually hilarious?
Because it actually flabbergasted me there were no Derek's tonight. I thought it was a very unique observation, but that's a callback?
It is a callback. My memory is so bad.
Yeah.
And this might speak to high school concussions that were undiagnosed, but it was so bad that was an ongoing, for like multiple seasons, we would end the keys with how many Derek's were in the game. Completely forgot about it. So we do.
It was the closer.
It would usually, you end on a high note.
Yep.
How many Derek's? And so we did the keys last week and I completely forgot about it. And I got a tweet being like,
outrage.
Yeah, but Keith, how many Derek's are in that game? And I was like, son of a gun.
Damn it.
I'll bring it back. Bring it back.
All right. So
and then I look. These are all real. None of the stuff I said was wrong.
So the Jordan.
Yeah.
When the Jets won the Super Bowl.
Her dad wasn't alive when the Jets won the Super Bowl. That's a real stat.
I don't know why I ever doubted it. It's a real key.
It's one of the keys to this game.
Yeah.
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 We figured that out.
Not every week, but this game specifically.
No. For this one. Yeah, the Jets have only won the one Super Bowl famously. 1968.
Yeah.
I believe like Rosemary's Baby came out that year.
Less famous, Jordan's father not born,
mm-hmm.
mother born.
Yeah, mother was alive.
Little
age gap there as well, looks like.
Apple doesn't far fall from the tree, as
no,
they say.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's not a 50-year gap, though. This is just from my research, so again, it could be off slightly.
Your mom doesn't really have a leg to stand on, though.
Mm-mm.
You know.
But the article I read was...
Oh, how could he date a younger woman? Mom.
You're married to a younger man, but it was very complimentary of the whole thing and is very supportive of the whole thing, based on the one article I read.
The mom.
Jordan's mom is like, good for you.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if every mom would feel that way.
Love is love.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Yeah. And I love. Hence why I'm like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce bother me.
I pretended
it bothers a lot of people.
I pretended that I love, and you called me out and you said, no, you don't.
Maybe you like love. That's the furthest I'll go.
At most.
Yeah, exactly.
Callahan wasn't done, by the way, when he was talking about you can't play Drake May. He went a step further on NBC Sports Boston. He said, if Jacoby Brissett gets injured.
Yes, which Tom Curran's predicting.
As I said earlier today, Tom Curran has already started to chisel out the gravestone for Jacoby Brissett. He says play Joe Milton. over Drake.
That's insane. Which, on the one hand,
not because he's Ben Volen, Joe Milton has outperformed Drake May.
Just like terrified of Drake May.
To protect Drake May from himself.
At all costs. Yeah. Don't ever, we can't see him because what if he breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. And so the Joe Milton thing, I partly respect it because he's the only person in the world saying that. Nobody else is saying that, right? Talk about the Jets in the past. There's probably a lot of overlap analysis.
Yeah.
If Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, play Joe Milton. I'm guessing Callahan's the only one saying that.
You get the market cornered.
Joe Milton's family's not saying that. They're like, well, no, it'd be Drake May.
Yeah.
Like, it for sure would be Drake May.
Yeah.
No, I think that's one where, and I get, like, he's talking more specifically about protecting Drake May, I guess, like, physically, mentally, emotionally, the whole thing. But you still have the rest of your team to worry about. And like David Andrews and Ramondre and Hunter Henry, they can go out there. And even if we question it, they could say, Brissett's an NFL quarterback, you know, whatever. Like, you know, backup, tail end, you know, 30th ranked quarterback. But whatever, he's experienced NFL quarterback. We're trying to win. We go out there. Drake May, same thing. Guy who's been getting a lot of practice reps, number three pick in the draft. Let's sort of see what he has. You can't go with sixth round pick project quarterback who made like a highlight in the preseason and then kind of fell off after that. And everybody said like that he's a project. So regardless of what the record is, like, I don't think it's fair to the rest of your team to say, hey, we're going with him, even though Drake May is completely fine.
No. And I just don't like the idea that you can never play Drake May because he's going to break. It's like how soft are we going to be? How much are we going to baby him?
And he's not like Bryce. He's not built like Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Like he's built like a hoss.
Like, no offense to I like Andrew Callahan, but like.
Sure. Oh, that's a caveat.
No, but maybe.
Anytime I've ever said that about someone, chances are probably.
Okay, but maybe football's not for you. Like, maybe football's too violent for you if you can't play Drake May.
True.
You know, like, maybe it's a little too violent.
Collisions.
Yeah. Like, it's just.
Full speed car wrecks.
Put everybody in bubble wrap. You can't protect everybody. And so Drake May is a big boy. I think he'll fare better behind the offensive line than Jacoby Brissett will.
I agree with that. I think he is sort of built a little bit more for that. Not that you want to see any of your quarterbacks get hit a bunch, but I feel like he could withstand it a little bit better. He could avoid it a little bit better.
Yeah, you saw that in the preseason. And like Brissett's done a good job avoiding it, but he's also gotten blown up a few times. I didn't see May hardly get hit in the preseason.
I've never loved this argument. I mean, you go back to Joe Burrow's year that they made the Super Bowl. Like, statistically, it was the worst offensive line ever. And you could say, all right, maybe that's a little bit of an anomaly. But so what were they supposed to do? Not play Joe Burrow that year until the offensive line got better?
Yeah, protect him from himself.
Yeah,
that's insane. Yeah, you can't play him.
So like all
you play Joe Milton, lambs to the slaughter. You don't actually play the guy you drafted third overall.
I'm not discounting the fact that this is a bad offensive line, but for those people that feel this way, and maybe Callahan and whoever else, whether, I mean, you could be a caller or whatever. How many offensive lines in the NFL would you play Drake May behind? If that's your reason, and that's fine, that's your reason to not play him.
Right.
Like the five or six teams?
Like the Jets tonight.
You'd play him behind him?
Are the Jets a good enough offensive line to play him?
I don't know.
I legit have no idea. Typically they have bad offensive lines.
Browns got a good O-line?
They got Rodgers killed last year. Cowboys used
Lions?
To be.
Lions do.
Lions are
I'd
a good
play
one.
Behind the Lions O-line.
Patricia put that together, by the way.
No, he did not.
According to Bill, he put that offensive line.
He didn't.
Yeah, so right. How many offensive lines are even that good? 617.
Boston College?
793.
I'd play him behind the BC line, maybe.
Ooh, BC or Michigan State this
week. I'll take BC. They're like frisky.
They got to be a home dog, right? They're not favored. Are they favored? BC's not favored. Not that you could bet
it. Michigan State's not like loaded.
You can't bet it on the apps here. No,
you can, though, in Rhode Island.
Michigan State's undefeated.
Are Rhode Island listeners? Yeah, but they're not ranked, are they?
No, but I'm saying they're probably favored.
BC's big favorite.
Are they?
6.5.
I'll take Sparty.
You're taking the Spartans?
If I'm getting points, I'll
traveling
take.
Traveling to Chestnut Hill?
Notoriously a difficult place to play with the super fans.
The Heights?
Yeah. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I'm trying to understand why everybody's so hung up on Drake May. The guy has not shown anything. You cannot use the camping, whatever. It's not real football.
Well, David, how could he show anything?
Anything right now.
David, hang on. How could he show anything?
Listen, guys.
No, you listen. David, you listen. He hasn't played. How can he show anything?
I know.
Yeah, just put him on pause.
I know what you guys are saying. But listen to me for a second.
Oh my God, stop saying listen.
The only chance that the Patriots have to win a game like tonight in the next few games is with Brissett. Why is that? Because he doesn't turn the ball over. He's experienced. He can handle it. May is not ready for these games.
David,
not yet.
David,
gotta wait.
David, can you explain something to me?
Probably not.
Sure.
If it's the only chance, well, give it your best effort. If it's the only way that you can win a game, and Jacoby Brissett doesn't turn it over, and he's never turned it over his entire career, how come he's 19-31 in his life? That's a, his teams do a lot of losing.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? Wrong teams with the wrong coaching. Okay. And that's the problem even now. Okay. Wrong coaching.
Okay, well, then they're not going
to
win.
If you're going to lose with them either way, why not see the young guy with a chance to throw touchdowns?
How about a guy who throws to the wide receivers?
How about I'm in favor of that.
How about just the guy who tries throwing to the wide receiver? Now, look.
Call me crazy.
He's right. We have no idea if Drake May can do it. That's part of the appeal. I know Jacoby Brissett cannot. I know that. He didn't turn it over last week. They lost. And his the sack that he took on third down might as well be a turnover. So, yeah, Drake May hasn't shown it yet. And if you're not going to count the preseason, there he couldn't have shown it yet. He
doesn't count.
There's been 2 weeks and he hasn't played. So, you're right. Yeah, he has not shown it yet. That's inarguable. But could he do more than Jacoby Brissett? And no one's saying he's starting tonight. But this idea that you can't roll him out behind this offensive line, you have to protect him from himself, and I would play Joe Milton over Drake May?
No, we're not doing that.
Come on.
Oh, by the way, it is the red bandana game on Saturdays. I'm definitely taking BC.
That's one where you might want to, actually.
That's worth a few points, in all seriousness.
No, they are. I mean,
they go nuts for that game.
First of all, incredible. We should have said this on 9. We were doing, you know, some memories of 9/11 23 years on. That's one. That's like a video worth watching every year.
Yep.
And it's worth watching this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Wells Crowther. But they always are actually quite
like
frisky at bare minimum.
Yep,
in
like
that game. All right, so they what'd you say, 6.5?
Yeah, touchdown. You win by a touchdown, and the point. You need the point.
Yeah, maybe I'll take point. Money line. Maybe I'll take them.
Okay,
money line.
That's not going to get you good odds.
That's not good juice. But I'm
-250.
I'm more comfortable with that. Right. -250.
Yeah, 6.5.
We'll talk it down to like 2.5 or something like that.
Okay.
617-779.
Yeah, parlay that with something else.
93.7. You can jump in here with all your thoughts. Meanwhile, we'll check in with Andy Hart and Chris Chinarkan, WEI Afternoons. I know they're talking to Tommy Tuesday here on a Thursday, if that makes any sense. So mark it down. And on the way next, it's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it is, in fact, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Andy Hart is here from the afternoon program, and let's just dive right in, shall we?
I didn't kill my wife. I don't.
Grab Bag.
Ohtani watch. Everybody's in on the Ohtani 50-50 watch.
Oh, people want to talk about it. They're like, every
the hot
day.
Topic.
Grab how many, bag. How, where's he at?
How many dongs? How many swipes?
Yeah.
Where are we at?
48 home runs.
Yeah. Nice.
And after last night, 49 steals.
He's got it in the bag.
Swipe, two dongs.
Yeah.
What has he got? 10 games left?
10
probably?
Games, two home runs. Could be 5 days.
It could be one night. Could be one night.
Could be tonight.
Jones. Could be tonight,
we
Jones.
Come in tomorrow's Grab Bag?
50-50 tomorrow night.
Lead it.
Plus, if I'm the opposing pitcher,
you might have to lead the show.
I would give him a home run. I would like.
You just give him one?
For 50.
Oh, but Chanel Park did it for Cal Ripken?
But it's not an all-time thing where, like, you're going to be in every clip. It's not the home run king or anything. So people know the record, but I feel like you're not going to get a lot of, like, backlash.
You groove him one.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Or I'd let him steal. Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's cool. I'd plunk him. I'd be like, not here. Not today.
Not on my watch.
Not the old Garrett Cole and just hold up the four fingers.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't walk him. I'd drill him.
Drill him in the leg
so he doesn't take off.
Yeah, no, nice. Because if you...
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's got 60 steals because you drilled him four times.
Nice Charlie horse.
If you give him the intention to walk, he's definitely stealing 50 on you, so you don't want that either.
I could live with that.
Yeah, okay.
I could live with the 50 of steals.
Yeah. That's on the catcher. That's not me.
That's true.
You've been hit back. Smooth.
Grab Bag.
Red Sox big winners last night. Trevor Story, a home run and a run scored. They are back to 500 on the season. 4 games out of a wild card spot. No?
What?
Anything? I said 4 games out of a wild card spot.
Inching in on last place.
They're not eliminated.
Nope.
They could finish in last place.
They could.
Again.
It's almost more fitting because then you can go back and be like, oh, last place again.
Did you hear Cora swear a little? And I asked him about that.
He swore at you?
Well, there was some... Remember how Antoine Smith used to say she, but not like complete it? He would just say she.
Like Clay Davis?
It'd be no end. And I thought it was more of that, but I asked him basically, like, you know, why you're not a very good team, why you're sub 500.
Did Stiz have to dump it?
I think we did dump it just out of a, what was that?
Oh,
abundance
of
caution.
That actually explains it, because I was listening and I was like, something wrong with my radio? Because it did kind of skip a step.
Yeah, we weren't sure if he went a. in an area where
Antoine Smith used to do that.
Oh, he would answer almost every question. And I think at that point...
Judon used to do that, too.
I think people started using it. Just like, oh, it's got to be okay. He says it every single time running with it. Well, I think it is. Is if you say she...
I just think you
I keep saying it.
Right now. You're really, really pushing the envelope.
Nick stumped it every time.
We're out of dumps. Station's off the air.
Grab bag.
Yeah, I don't know. The Milwaukee Brewers won the NL Central.
Oh.
It's raining.
Grab bag.
Jordan Love back at Packers practice yesterday is a limited participant, questionable for Sunday. What do you think of that?
Put him in.
I think he's playing.
I think he could too. I think it's an MCL, right?
Yes.
For a quarterback,
it didn't look good though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter whether it looked good.
That's all about the looks. Look good, play good.
It was a long week last week. They played. It was a Friday game.
Throw a knee brace on there. He's not a runner,
right?
He's got all these receivers. Just drop back and throw the ball.
You starting him if he plays?
I don't know. I got Kirk Cousins. Yeah, he looked good. I think he got a lot of confidence after that win.
He looked good late. He looked terrible early.
Yeah, but they're playing the Giants, I think.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Go ahead, you're good.
I was going to say, I think I should probably let it fly in
Captain Kirk.
Dayball's last game.
Yeah, he might not. You see him staring people down.
Yes. They're like, hey, your kicker was hurt. Why did you have a backup kicker? He's like, well, I didn't know he was going to get hurt. I'm not a doctor.
Has there ever been a losing coach who didn't turn into an a-hole in press conferences?
No, it's kind of your last line of defense.
Yeah,
you have to get real
sensitive. It breaks everybody. Has anyone handled it well, just an absolute poop show?
I feel like Mayo. Mayo might just be like, eh.
Oh, by the end?
Wait, he's not done yet.
Jones already calling him.
No, I'm saying.
Jones had him going like 9-1 earlier in the show, and now he's got him losing his job.
But don't you feel like he's too nice? Don't you feel like he's too nice? Where if he loses, he'll just be like, meh.
But I think Hart's point is, like, once all those losses pile up, you change.
No. I think Dable's a nice guy.
Is he?
Yeah, then you get a little
He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
Like, I know he's a nice guy.
Right now,
I'm just telling you he is.
Snap.
Jack Wagon,
stand down.
Well, even your guy like Josh McDaniels, by the end of all his different jobs, he was kind of up against it.
And I think Dable's nicer than him.
Oh, okay.
Less edgy. But I think Mayo, if it goes down the road
he'll do the same thing.
They're 1-17 and he knows he's, 1-16 and he knows he's getting fired.
Yeah.
I think the pressure just builds.
The Andy Hart nice scale. It's a new.
Not bad.
It's a new bit.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Nominees for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame class were announced, and some of the first-year eligibles include, give me a yay or nay, Hall of Famer, Adam Vinatieri.
Yay.
Eli Manning.
Yay.
Nay.
No, nay.
Stinks. Nay, nay, nay.
Stinks. Two big games.
He's going to get in, or he should be in?
No. If he was in...
First ballot?
Is he in the Adam Jones Hall of Fame?
No, not in the Adam Jones Hall of Fame. But he's going to get in.
He will get in. Yeah.
But he might not get first ballot.
Fine. That's probably
true.
He's
not that good.
That's probably true.
He's really not that good. Yeah. I bet he gets in. Terrell Suggs.
Nay.
Yay. I think he's a yay.
Oh, but you're kind of...
Wait, are we doing first ballot or ever?
In the Hall of Fame.
In yay.
In the Hall of Fame at some point. Luke Kuechly.
Yay.
Yeah.
Nay.
What?
Luke Kuechly. Well, Patrick Willis got in. I think Luke Kuechly gets in.
I thought we were doing my Hall of Fame. No, he's not in.
You don't have anybody. You don't have Randy Moss.
Thank you. I have Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri. So your Hall of Fame is just a kicker.
So you think Vinatieri is better than Moss?
Quite a Hall of Fame.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think Vinatieri should be in. I think all these guys.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Vinatieri, greater Moss.
Yeah, more Super Bowl wins, yes.
I think all four will eventually get in. I personally would only put in Adam Vinatieri and Luke Kuechly. Actually, I have to double-check Suggs' stats, but I think off the top of my head, Kuechly and Vinatieri in. Eli, no. What about Marshall Yanda?
It's a no.
I feel like no, but he's a lineman. So.
You like the idea of Marshall Yanda?
No. What about Joe Staley? Isn't he one of those?
Joe Staley's another guy, first-year nominee.
I feel like he could get in.
He's probably pretty good.
Joe Staley?
Was he on the all-decade team? I look at those all-decades, and I feel like he'd probably get in.
And you just never know. Like,
was Joe Staley the pick...
Yes.
Wasn't there something
I can read your mind.
There was something related to Spygate with the draft pick and the Niners and him, right?
I think so.
Did the Niners trade for that pick? Yeah, no, the Niners traded for that pick, and then the pick they got for Joe Staley was the pick they lost for Spygate.
Kind of rings a bell.
Because it was the 07 draft. It was the 28th overall pick. That could be.
He kind of started Spygate.
He was spying on the other team.
Yeah, in a way.
So he's a Hall of Famer?
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take...
Grab bag.
All right, quick, before we get out of here, dork-related note, the Penguin. We won't be watching it live because, of course, we have the Patriots tonight, but the Penguin, the Colin Farrell spinoff of the Batman, starts tonight. Episode 1 tonight. Then it's going to be an HBO Sunday show, but for some reason they're doing the premiere tonight. There you go. Well, add that to the queue.
Like, no one's watching Pat's Jets.
Right. Let's throw it on here.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get some eyeballs on that. So there you go. It's Grab Bag each and every day at this time on Jones and Keefe. What's coming up with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart on WEIF?
We got your Tommy Curran sloppy seconds today. Nice. That's coming your way at 3:30. We have the 4:30 Jets scouting report, which will be a weekly thing we're doing, moving it up to Thursday this week, obviously, for the game. And just your general Patriots Friday stuff on a Thursday.
All right. Okay. Tune in for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. We'll recap Patriots and Jets on a Patriots Friday. We'll be talking to DeMarcus Covington. We'll be talking to Mike Onwenu and all your thoughts on this game here tonight. It's tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned. WEI Afternoons coming your way next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.